In Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Dr. Zemke, good morning.
Good morning. We've got one of the most exciting, dramatic, earth-changing instruments.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's going to change your life. Okay, so, and I've just learned that I think this, we've all been pronouncing it wrong. I think it's pronounced calliope.
Have you been pronouncing it wrong, Doctor of Music?
I used to say calliope, right?
Calliope Road. That's what we think of when we think of calliope.
Because it's named after the muse, the Greek muse Calliope.
Which is what I was thinking, but yeah, okay. Yeah,
well, sure. No, and that's where the name comes from and the word comes from, yeah. And most people want
to... I don't even know what it is. I've got no idea. You told me last week...
Yes, you do know what it is. Oh, when you hear it, it's the circus organ.
Oh, my God.
And it is so freaky sounding.
Did you say that we're going to do this last week?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
And
I don't remember that at all.
And it's so loud because it's made to be loud. So, you know, you could hear it up to 3 miles away. Someone says it sets the heartstrings tingling.
3 miles away.
Yes. So can you imagine being the dude that plays it? Apparently it's just deafening.
Oh, we did talk about that. Yeah, I do remember. I recall now.
And Tom Waits, when he played it, you know, he's on some of his album, and we'll hear some of it today, but he said he felt like he had to go to the doctor afterwards and say, look, I just played the calliope for a couple hours. You need to check me out. Like, it's just, he said it was the most outrageous experience he'd ever had.
That's mental. Wow.
And apparently
someone who played it, like, regularly could actually be, could, over time, be disfigured, you know, could...
Oh, yeah, Tom Waits said...
He ended up having veins, like, as wide as...
He said there was an old saying that said, never let your daughter marry a calliope player. And then he says, now I know why, because they're all mental.
Yeah, wow, okay. Well, so, I mean, what are the paint... But just, so, paint a picture, and what are we looking at?
Okay, so it looks like, you know those sort of organs that you used to see at music shops. You know, just sort of a medium-sized keyboardish box, right?
Yeah, just the one keyboard?
Yes, just the one keyboard and without all the stuff on the bottom. But then it's got all the pipes poking up the top.
Oh, okay.
And that's part of the visuals, is you always have those pipes sticking out.
Like the Town Hall one, but miniature.
Yes,
version of that.
Yeah. You know, so the pipes wouldn't be much, you know, more than 3-4 feet tall. But then they used
to... still pretty big pipes.
Big pipes. But then they used to be built into sort of fancy circusy boxes. And then you put them in the circus cart.
Circusy boxes, which are actually one of my favorite boxes.
Really elaborate, you know, that sort of design, all carved around it, multicolored. And then they were drawn, you know, on a cart with the circus train, and they would go ride through the town. And
imagine a poor old elephant with those massive ears, amazing sense of hearing, and so that thing's booming away, you know.
And but
same song probably the whole time.
So do you want to play? Let's play the Tom Waits one, because that one's just pure calliope. It's an instrumental. This is for trumpet and calliope.
It's a bit of a. It sounds like a primary school recorder nightmare. Ooh, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's freaky.
So what's interesting is reading about Tom Waits' music in general, some of the adjectives people have used: grotesque, seedy character, dispatched from the dark carnival of life.
Essential, if you ask me.
So, you know, it's interesting that...
I don't listen to a lot of it, but he's essential. We need Tom Waits. The world would be much, much worse off without Tom Waits.
Well, that's right. And so it's just sort of a natural fit to try out the calliope, because... The calliope now for us, it used to be a source of joy, but now for us it's this sort of harkening to this weird,
grotesque
past.
It's almost the signature sound of total madness, isn't it? It's like it's someone teetering on the precipice of completely going potty, isn't it?
Isn't that weird? Like over the last 150 years, it used to signify fun and awesomeness. The circus is coming to town, they've got animals, they've got clowns, they got acrobats. And you'd get excited, but now you hear this, and you like you said, you want to.
They're bearded ladies, and
they
have Siamese twins, and you know, well, they have the full gamut in those days.
So, like, have you ever been to a circus?
Sure have.
But they were like kind of clean and nice, and just some sort of acrobatics, right? They weren't freaky old freak shows.
I went to the Jim Rose Circus.
Oh yeah. Well, now they have the metal circuses, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, the circus.
Now there's you can get gluten-free circus now. you can get animal vegan. Human-free as well. Yeah, yeah. It's just like a whole bunch of like apparatus there if you look at.
No, you can't.
Making that up.
But the circus is this, and carnival is this weird image in our mind. It's something we have, even though we didn't experience that in the 1920s, the traveling circus.
No.
But we have this in our mind that it's this crazy old Midwest seedy thing with people with two heads.
But it's an event, you know what I mean?
But
it's an event.
Caged animals. And so I came across, like, there's a whole range of dark cabaret as a genre it's called. And this is all songs that reference the circus. Like For the Benefit of Mr. Kite by the Beatles. Britney Spears even has a song, Circus. Panic at the Disco, you know, I Write Sins Not Tragedies is kind of got the circus.
I'm not surprised Britney Spears has a song called Circus, to be honest.
Oh, Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracle. You know, so clowns and circus and carnies is like this image that we have. So here's a weird one. You want to play the Sly and the Family Stone. They're using it as this sort of happy joy thing in the beginning of this track.
Because he sort of perceives himself as a bit of a ringmaster, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Good imagery there. So he's using it as creepy.
I mean, it's a little bit creepy at the beginning, but. But then he just comes in just with his full of rich Sly and Family Stonisms.
Universal black and white together celebration.
Chicks and dudes in the same band as well.
That's right. And mixed with the brass, which would have happened in the circuses as well. You know, you could get live brass players because it was about transportation. You know, so you can walk while you're playing trumpet and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this is not something you can do. This has to be on a wagon or something, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now they originally.
Not like a little gypsy one with a monkey.
No. No, that one you crank.
Yeah.
Now, originally they were steam, and you found them on boats, river boats. They started on river boats. Because they were steam
from the golden era of the golden age of steam, yes.
Exactly right. That's exactly what Wikipedia said. And so, yeah, it was sort of travel and joy and music. But then in the 1920s...
But then skewed into nightmares.
Well, then they had air ones rather than steam ones, because the steam ones, you literally had a guy on the boiler keeping the water hot.
So the air ones had like a bellows, like a foot pump thing, or what?
I don't know. But they didn't have to have the guy on the boiler and the steam and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty demeaning job.
And apparently even physically to play the keyboard, because you're opening up... You know, the keyboard has to press to open up these tubes. There's one tube for each tone, right?
Yeah.
Each pitch.
Wow.
So the air ones obviously keep their pitch better than the steam ones, where you never know what exact pitch is going to come out because of the steam and the heat. So that's, I guess, where you get your creepiness, because it's sort of risky random. But so then also in the 1920s, they made them with, you know, the piano rolls.
Oh, yeah, like the self-playing arrangement thing.
Yeah, so because it was so physically apparently really... hard to play just the actual fingers on the keyboard.
I wonder why people keep coming back to it then, if it was so almost knocked your bones out of your body and
it was the sound of joy. Yeah. It was the sound of happiness. And now they make MIDI ones.
Wow.
Because then you can program it so you're not actually playing it, you know, because the MIDI keyboard's just controlling it. You can control it from any part of the room, it said.
Probably with any of your devices.
Yeah.
Through the Wi-Fi or the Bluetooth?
I looked it up because I knew you were going to ask. The sort of basic one that sort
of... I'm going to have a stab in the dark and say $11,000.
$10,000. You were exactly close. But the big ones, if you go on ahead towards more riverboat size, they're $20.
Hard to find a riverboat now as well. There's a couple of old ones that were dumped after Hurricane Katrina, I think.
Oh, true, actually. It'd be cool to sort of buy one.
Sort of. Sort of moldy. Sort of falling.
Okay, this last track, might as well play it because the calliope doesn't come in until 1:50.
All right, let's go.
And this is Neil Young in Buffalo Springfield.
Neil Young got involved with the Slint Machine as well, did he?
Well, and this song is supposedly a sort of folk ballad, so it's got multiple... He's telling a long story, and it comes in at 1:50.
It's a big commitment, though.
It's going to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is another famous tune. And so I think it's sort of representing America, you know, Americana.
Sure.
Now, what you're supposed to play on Calliope's is marches, ragtime, or the hits of the hour.
Ragtime, like the entertainer.
Yeah, yeah.
I can play that. It's one of the two songs I can remember to play on
piano.
Yeah.
On piano.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do it on the Calliope. I'll give it a go. Perfect to work into it.
And you know that main march that, you know, you're that one. Yeah, that's an actual march called, you know, the March of the Gladiators, and was written by a guy.
The Gladiators.
Yeah, he didn't mean it. He meant it to be an invigorating sort of song for soldiers. He didn't mean it to be for clowns. Fusick. Julius Fusick, Entry of the Gladiators.
What's
that one?
Oh, that?
And it starts up.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Just totally off topic. The Lone Ranger theme. So cool. Such a good tune.
Yep. Well, sound good.
Off topic.
No, it wouldn't sound good. One thing I read said the best songs on the Calliope are marches, but they're used as a screamer. So it's like literally calling you a good screamer.
Yeah.
And so that's why.
Is it times? That's creepy.
So they're using
it as a ringtone.
It as sort of a tonal painting of to bring in, because apparently the song's about stardom and the Kennedys and fame in America. Right. And so he's just...
It's unusual for Neil Young.
It's this... Yeah. 1908, Take Me Out to the Ball Game was written.
Yeah, yeah. There's another... There's another circus one I'm trying to think of.
I don't know. There's a couple... You know, you can buy CDs that are circus hits. And they usually... Yeah, yeah. Lots of them.
We've got this new neighbor and he just plays circus music all the time. Jesus.
And they can be played on brass or calliopes. Patented in... See, I'm calling calliopes instead of calliopes. Patented in 1855. The small ones of...
1855. It comes from the same era as when they started inventing strange machines for exercising with and that. Hey.
Yeah.
That's a weird era. That's weird. You know, when people come they go down to Rotorua to take the waters, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You can see that in the name. Like, it's a steam. It was originally called the steam piano.
The steam piano.
So someone else called it a ballyhoo device.
Yeah, that's someone that's gone. What have we got here? Hang on, let's see.
I can't remember if I said this, but 200 BPMs is supposed to be good songs on it. 200 BPMs.
What?
Yeah.
That's like the Crazy Frog of the 1800s. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Remember Crazy Frog? We all let that happen.
Yeah, some of you bought it.
People let that happen.
Actually, that would sound cool in a calliope, I gotta say.
No.
That would work. No. It's a screamer.
Yeah.
It's a screamer.
It's for another realm, I think.
Someone should do it.
It wouldn't surprise me if suddenly it turns out I'm wrong and the common thought that heaven and hell are real, and hell could easily be Crazy Frog and the Calliope, couldn't it?
Yep. Imagine, you know, because it used to be drawn on carts. Imagine being those animals that had to draw the Calliope cart.
They would have no souls.
There'd just be
some poor camel or something just gone.
A couple of these old 1850s dudes were talking about, like, the calliope would start at like 8 in the morning. And you'd hear it and you go, oh my God, the circus tonight. Imagine 8 in the morning.
Having to walk along with, just stroll along with that all day long going, roll up, we're all here. Oh.
Well, that was like your advertising. That was your billboard. You know?
Go to bed at night and still be playing in your head. Wake up to it in the morning.
While the player goes mental, the calliope player. Oh,
and the lions just look at you like, I'm going to kill you. You know? So that's why they had lions and the elephants and all sorts, you know, in these circuses. But that's kind of freaking me out, this instrument.
Yeah. Well, it's
the sort of thing that you find in a shop and then go back and the shop wouldn't be there the next day. And everyone'd say, there's never a shop there. And you'd go, this guy sold me this thing, you know.
Well, yeah, you kind of a Jumanji on it. You'd play it and you don't know what starts happening.
Yeah, you're right, Grizzly. Carnival was a freaky series, by the way.
A few texts.
I'm just reading about the Kings of Leon sample of their of those machines there.
Okay.
Features on Sawfish Trombones. Kids have been using that as a lullaby album for 10 years. someone else has come in saying we have a harmonium. It's 140 years old, but not as creepy.
No. But they, yeah, harmoniums are cool. They're cute. Yeah. They're little, right? That's like but you pump it. Yeah, kind of like an accordion.
Redhead Kingpin.
Wow. Your mind's on fire.
But the harmonium and the piano, none of these machines are legendary for, you know, changing people when they play them, are they?
No, yeah. You know? Doesn't have that psychological effect.
Look, imagine if you introduced a harp player to a calliope player.
Yeah.
That's two very different worlds, I would imagine. I could be wrong.
Well, match made in heaven. Opposites attract.
Leonard, you're at the moment, you're trying to learn the guitar. Would you be interested in the calliope at all?
No, I'm going to say I wouldn't be overly interested in the calliope, but it's definitely an interesting contraption. I was actually in America and I saw them play. They played at the baseball games. There's an old guy, probably in his 90s, sitting up the top of the stadium.
He's probably only about 30. This is the thing. We'd be playing the calliope.
Or maybe he's 200. Who knows? You know, it could be.
That must be like why there's still a market. You know, because there's a couple companies that make them. Yeah. What's this one called? This is Barnum and Bailey's, or is this your?
Just sound effects, circus
Gladiator.
Music.
Gladiator. Oh, this is the March of the Gladiators.
Pretty peppy gladiators. Hey, we're all going to go up and most of us are going to die. Woo!
But see, that's a full proper band.
Yeah, that's full. I mean, they're basically trying to eradicate the calliope out of the sound, aren't they?
Well, you know, if the baseball's using it, maybe we should bring it into cricket. We should introduce a calliope at cricket games.
If you haven't been, keeping an eye on this year, people have been making suggestions and strange, and people are just doing things like that. So don't sow the seed. It's been a very unusual year for things like that. Kirsten, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Next week, you want to give us
We're going to Russia for the balalaika.
Oh, very nice.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke. Have a